Ready?
Okay.
Daf Nun Gimel Mem Beis at the bottom. So we're just explaining for Shitas of Meir why there's no stira between the din of Shvius and the din we mentioned earlier. In other words, Shitas of Meir is that we make a takana, we make a knas only by derabanan, not by deraisas. I by Shvius is deraisa when we made a knas there as well. So Rav Meir said it's different because by Shvius, klal Yisrael are main in the Shvius, right? And therefore, there's a problem. People are going to figure out that it was planted on Shvius and it's not going to be good. So it's a special issue with Shvius. Mash Einkin ain't modern Shabbos by Shabbos in that very same din that Rav Meir was speaking about. Teva Shabbos, there you don't have the issue. It's only klal Yisrael being main in the Shvius. By the way, just Derech Agav, we were trying to figure out what was the issue of Kansin and Shoyga to Mezid. We're throwing out different svaras. I saw from the Rashba. The Rashba said the Kansin and Shoyga to Mezid is we don't want a person to do it b'mezid and claim that he did it b'shoyga. Okay, so that would be more helpful than easier pshat, which maybe run through all the cases over here. Okay, so anyway, Meir says normally I'm only koneis by derabanan, not by deraisas. But when it comes to Shvius, even though it's a deraisa, and we explained yesterday what's the pshat, why by derabanan we're more machmir because they need chizuk. The derabanans Chazal have to do divrei servant srichim chizuk. So by derabanans they make a knas, not by deraisas. But Shvius is an exception to the rule because Shvius, there's a special reason to make a knas because people are going to figure out it's not going to look good. People are going to get confused. They're going to also the mission of tiyah b'shvius, says Rashi. They're going to come to allow planting on Shvius. Okay, davar acher, another svar, says Rabbi. You know why machra by Shvius? Because nechshu yisrael al Shvius v'lo nechshu al shabbosos. So here, I, Rav Meir, am going to say that it comes to the derais of Shvius, we're going to be machmir even b'shoigeg, but by Shabbos we're only going to be machmir by b'mezid, not by shogeg. What's the difference? By Shvius, Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, are nechshu, they're suspect for violating the Isser of Shvius, even if it's an Isser deraisa, so we have to be extra careful, but they're not suspect for Shabbos, so therefore, there's no concern if we allow it b'shoigeg, then things are going to lead to people doing it b'mezid. So the Gemara asks, my davar acher, what was wrong with the first pshat? As we say in Spanish, bosa shlecht. The first pshat was a good pshat, right? The mayor said a nice pshat. Why does he need a new pshat over here? So hachi kamer, v'chite, maybe you'll slug up the first pshat. Because again, what are we trying to say? That Shvius is more chomer than Shabbos? Because people are not, because people are going to be mind in the Shvius. So the Gemara says like this, v'chite, m'shabbos, nami zimna de mikla yom lamed b'shabbos. Maybe we'll find a case that even when it comes to Shabbos, people are going to be able to backtrack and figure out that something was done on Shabbos. What's the case? The halacha is, without going to the whole Rashi inside, now the Rashi tells the halacha is that we know the din of, for example, of Orla. The first 3 years of a tree, it has the din of Orla. All the fruits that grow are Usser, they're Usser Bahano. How do you count the years? You count the years from Rosh Hashanah, right? So from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah is 1 year. How much before Rosh Hashanah is a tree considered to be a tree so that when Rosh Hashanah hits, it's already considered to be the next year, right? It was planted a certain year. Rosh Hashanah hits, it's already year two. 30. So it has to be 30 days. So says Rav Meir, there might be a situation that it will come out that exactly 30 days before Rosh Hashanah was Shabbos. Now people are going to see this tree that's basically 2 years old and be like, hey, why is this tree out of oil already? They say, no, it was 3 years. It counts as 3 years because they planted it 30 days before. 30 days before, they're going to make a chesed, they're going to come out that 30 days before was actually on Shabbos itself. So Mamela, in that situation, people are going to be minding the Shabbos also. So what was Rav Meir's whole svar to be machmir by Shvius and not by Shabbos because people are minding, Klaus are minding the Shvius and not the Shabbos? It's not necessarily true. There is a case where we're minding the Shabbos as well. So for that, Toshma, guys, we're getting confused with the Toshma. It's not a new Toshma. It's just bringing us back to the Davar Acher that Rav Meir said. So therefore, Rav Meir, Toshma, Rav Meir had to add in, Davar Acher, next to Yisrael HaShvius, next to HaShabbosos. The MS is, says Rav Meir, I'm never really choshed about Shabbos. Shabbos is not a problem, because Klal Yisrael are not nechshed ever on Shabbos. Shvius is theoretically a problem, and therefore, even though it's deraisa, since people are always calculating, it's going to be an issue. Okay, so that answered up the stira and Rabbi Meir, and therefore we're sticking by our guns that generally speaking, Rav Meir makes the knas only by the rabbanan, not by deraisas. The Gemara had not pointed out until now, but we already pointed out, Rashi mentioned it, and so did Jordi, that it's a steer in Rabbi Yehuda also. Because Rabbi Yehuda here, where he argues under Rabbi Meir, in this Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda also speaks about Shabbos and Shvius, and he says the exact opposite. On Shabbos, what's the halacha? Let's start with Shvius. Shvius, b'shoigeg yikar b'mezid acher, he's more makel on Shvius. On Shvius, he only says it's a problem by mezid, and on Shabbos, b'shoigeg and mezid it's a problem. So what's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha, Ba'aser, the Rabbi Yehuda, in the place of Rabbi Yehuda, chamir le Shvius. Shvius was more chomer than Shabbos. So it was punkt faker, it's from Rabbi Meir. In Rabbi Meir's world, people were not suspect for doing anything wrong on Shabbos, only on Shvius. In Rabbi Huda's world, it's the exact opposite. On Shvius, they took that very, very seriously. But Shabbos, they weren't as not as machmir. So Memel, on Shabbos, we had a reason to make a knas. Okay, what's the raya? Then the Asri Rabbi Huda, this is really true, that being violating Shvius was considered to be a very severe thing. Dahud, Amr Leila Chavi, a certain guy said to his friend, he was insulting him, said, Dayara bar dayarta, you are a ger, the son of a geiris. You're a ger, and your mother was a geiris. That was an insult. Shouldn't it be an insult, right? But it was. So Amr Leila, so the guy says back to him, Ana lo achli peri de shvius kavaseich, I might be a ger, the son of a geiris, but at least I don't need peris and shvius like you, right? So that he got him back. So you see that was a shtuch to talk about eating peris and shvius. Okay, good. So now we're back to our original discussion. Now we're going to bring Rise again to discuss Shitas Reb Meir. Toshma, we're about to start a new Rai now from a Brisa, and Rashi tells us that this new Toshma is also going to be a Stira, asking a Stira in Shitas Reb Meir. So we're going to bring a Rai up until now again. What's the Klal that we've defended? Reb Meir makes the Knas only by the Rabbanans, not by the Arises. So the Gemara is now going to bring a Rai. The Reb Meir does make a Knas. Does not make a knas by the Rabbanan, and that's going to be the steer. Up until now, we're saying Rameir does make a knas by the Rabbanan. We're about to bring a raya. The Rameir does not make a knas by the Rabbanan. What?
Bishogi.
Yes. Kansin Shogi to Mezit. Toshma, Ochal Chuma, Tmeya, Mishalim Chulun Tohirin. The halacha is, so Bryce and Yavamis, and over here, that if a person eats Chuma, Tmeya, the halacha is that he has to pay Chulun Tohorin, he has to pay back to the owner who was a Kohen. He pays back Chulin Tohorin, regular food, which is Chulin, it happens to be Tohor. And the Halachas is going to turn into Truma. So it's based on a Pasuk. They bring it down here on the side of Ish Ki Yerchal Kodesh Bishkaga, Yosef Chamishiso Olav Nosan LaKohen Esa Kodesh. There's a special Halacha, as Mefurish in the Pasuk, that applies only when a person eats, really stealing, right? Either he did it, we'll see, it's b'shogeg, but a person takes from a kohen his truma and eats it. There's a special halacha that if he does that b'shogeg, so he needs to not only pay back what he ate, he needs to, first of all, like the pasuk says, he needs to add a chamishisoy, he needs to add a fifth, he adds a chamishis and a chaymish, and besides that, the special halacha, based on the wording of the pasuk here, the Rashi's medayik, the halacha is that you give back food, which is regular chulin food, and that food turns into truma. That is the gather of this halacha. So again, a person comes, he eats truma that belongs to a kohen, he's basically stealing it, but he did it b'shoigeg, he didn't realize. He eats a kohen's truma, he has to pay back food that initially is chulin. When you pay it back, it turns into truma. That's the way, and besides that, you pay a chomish. Okay, it only applies by shoigeg. If a person was to eat b'mezid from a kohen, the halacha is he owes him money, just like any other mazik, but it doesn't get the special halacha that you pay him food that turns into truma. It doesn't turn into truma. You don't have to pay him food. You just pay him the money. So if you stand eat from a kohen his truma, that's a regular thing. You're a mazik somebody. You owe him that you stole from him. You're mazik him. You have to pay for it. But if you ate b'shoigeg, then there's a special halacha that based on this pasuk that you pay back, number one, a chemish. Number two, you pay back chulin food that when you give it to the kohen turns into truma. Okay, that's the background information you need to know for this. Yes, Evan?
Can you pay with truma?
No. That's the gedder. That's the gedder that Rashi brings down. Al yedein the nasan lakoyin, al yedein si naso nasa koydish. Al madaver haroi lachol olav shem truma beinon. Okay, which he's there coming to exclude most, but it means also you don't pay back regular truma. Okay, so now the case was, at least we think the case is, that someone ate truma tamea, and the halacha is, the Brisa says, you have to pay back chulin toirin. You ate truma tamea, again, b'shoigeg, you pay it back, not with truma, you pay back chulin toirin, which turns into truma when he goes to the kohen. So the Brisa says, shilem chulin tamea, and if you did the wrong thing, and you paid back, instead of paying back chulin toirin, you pay back chulin mitra tamea, ma, what's the din? Amar Sumchos, b'shoigeg, b'shoigeg, b'shoigeg says, the name of the mayor, b'shoigeg, tashlum of tashlum, and if you did it b'shoigeg, so then it works. B'mezid ain't tashlum of tashlum. But if you paid it back, b'mezid, no dice, it doesn't work. Sounds like kipshuto means it doesn't work at all. And you have to repay it. That doesn't have the status of truma. It didn't work. That's the pashup shot. But we'll see in a minute. We're going to have to revise that. But that's a simple way of reading Shitas Reb Meir. V'chachamim ayim echadzeh, echadzeh, tashlum of tashlumin. Chachamim say in both cases it worked. In other words, when you paid back the chulin to Mayim, it did turn into truma. Now that belongs to the kohen. But b'chozer m'sham chulin tarim, chulin tarim. We're going to make you now pay again. Now, when you pay again Pesach, what status does that stuff which you give have? When you pay back the second time, it doesn't turn into truma, right? Because again, it's just a knas. The din de'oraisa, the din de'oraisa, you have to pay back the kohen, and this whole special process happens based on the pasuk. It automatically turns into truma when you hand it to the kohen. That only exists on the de'oraisa level. If we're going to impose a knas on you, we're going to say, listen, you did it like a shmendrik because you paid the guy back chulin tamayim. So now you have to do it again, but the second time it doesn't turn into truma. And by the way, the second time you don't have to pay with food. You definitely don't have to pay chomesh. You also don't have to pay food. You just give him the money. The second time it's just paying back the value. Okay, so that's what the brisa is. Now, before we can even bring a raya, ask our kashas anywhere from this brisa, right away we interrupt the brisa. We say, wait a second, Vavina, but we ask the kasha on this brisa. B'mezid amai ain't tashlum of tashlumin. Why, when the guy does it b'mezid? B'mezid here means not the eating of the truma, paying back. Why, when you pay back truma to meya, is the halacha that it doesn't work? Why not? Tavalov bracha. Let this guy have a bracha. The achol minei midi de lo chazilei b'metumaso. Because he ate. What did he eat from the kohen? Something which was not roi, which was not suitable for the kohen at all. Truma tamea, the kohen can't eat whether he's tar or tame. You can never eat truma tamea. So the kohen could do nothing with it. I mean, not mamish nothing. We saw yesterday he could use it for the oven, but he can't eat it at all. And he's paying it back something which he could use with made tumaso, because chulin be made tumaso you could use, right? There's nothing wrong with eating chulin be made tumaso. When a kohen is talmi, he can have chulin, just can't have tamei. Oh, so what's the obvious kasha that Rashi and Tosfos asked? By the way, most of Tosfos today was a repeat of Rashi. Most of Tosfos today, okay. What are you saying, Evan? Yosef. What did Rashi and Tosfos and the Pnei Yeshua say? So the obvious kash is the Rishonim asked, the top toaster here says, what are you talking about? That this guy is giving him chulin to main which the kohen can eat. It's not going to be chulin to main which can eat Pesach, because what happens as soon as he gives it to the kohen? It turns into truma, Pesach. So why is the Gemara saying, Tavol Bracha, he ate truma to maya, and he's paying back chulin to main, and at least chulin to main the kohen can eat? No, he can't, because as soon as he gets it, it turns into truma. So this was the Oh, very good. So Rashi asks, very good. Yes, so Rashi says that even though he Lamai said start off his chulin, it turns into truma. Says Rashi, this guy was mechavin l'shlumeg. He didn't know that it was going to turn into truma. I don't know how Rashi can make that assumption. Maybe this guy doesn't know. I don't know why he doesn't know the halacha. But that's what Rashi says. This guy, or at least it could be a situation where this guy didn't know the halacha, so he's trying to do better than what he was damaged. He damaged truma to main, is paying back chulin to main. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara says that can't be the pshat, so we have to revise the brisa. So the Gemara says, v'amar Rava, so Rava had explained on this brisa, because of this kashya, v'amar la kedi, some say it was kedi, no, it was a machlekes, kedi is somebody's name, or just a way of saying, Rava said it on his own, without quoting anyone else. Actually, coming up later on in the Masechet, we see Rashi about the mitzvah Shem, v'chasur mechzer v'achitani, Rava says you have to read the brisa like this, it's missing words. The Brisa really reads like this: Achal truma tamei mishalim koldu. If you ate truma tamei like the Brisa we saw said, so then the halacha is not like we saw before. They have to pay back chulin Torah. No, you pay back whatever you want. Pay back anything. Pay back very little, because says Rashi kol shu chulin bein tamei tamei. You can pay back any type of chulin. It could be Torah, could be tamei, because whatever you're paying back is going to be just as good as what you were mazik. Achal truma tahira, but if you ate truma tahira, so then mishalim chulin tahirim. Then the halacha is you're supposed to pay chulin toirim. What happens if you did the wrong thing? Shilem chulin tamein mahu. What if you paid chulin tamein? Now here you really should have paid chulin toirim. Now you're paying chulin tamein mahu. What's the din? Sumbra sumbra shem remer b'shoigeg tashlum of tashlumin b'mezid ain't tashlum of tashlumin. So like we said before, chulin with shoigeg and mezid b'shoigeg it's okay. B'mezid it doesn't work. V'chachamim oimrim echazeh tashlum of Tashlumin v'chayzu mishalim chulin toirin. Chachamim say, in both cases it works midaraisa. L'maisa you paid it back, but you have to go and pay it again. Like we said before, the second time you're paying, it's not going to have the same status. It's not going to turn into truma, but you have to pay back second. Yeah.
In Rabbi Meir, when he says it doesn't work, it's not that it's a knas and that he has to pay twice, but it's not because it's a knas. He just has to do it again because it didn't work.
Exactly. That would be the push-up. So now that you're asking,
can
I'll say
it.
Take
back the thing that he gave.
That yeah, yeah. That it didn't work. It goes back. So that would be, that's the push-up shot. That's the push-up. I'm going to stop you now because I was figuring out when to say it, but now you're speaking else, I'll say it now. Rashi and Tosis tell us a little bit more. Elaborates a little bit more on this. The Tosis brings down that how could that be? Midya Araisa, the halacha is that you can pay back anything. And Rashi speaks this out. Tosos says it a little bit differently in an earlier Tosos. But Rashi says the halacha to pay back, when you steal truma, you eat truma, the halacha is you have to pay back a measurement. Midya Araisa, you're paying back not a value, you're paying back a measurement of food. And the halacha is you give back X amount of food, X volume of food, and then it turns into truma. So it's based on the mida. So says Rashi, you gave that back. Mida Raisa, Toys of Rings from the Gemara and Bamas. You gave it back. So once you give it back, so you were Yaitse Mida Raisa. So really, so that's why Rashi was both mentioned from the Gemara in Nivamas. That so Tosafot brings the kasha ain koch biyat chachamim la'akor davar min ha'Torah. Chachamim can't be oikor davar min ha'Torah. Midarais, did you pay it back? Yes, you paid it back. You gave this guy a certain amount of food. That's what the Torah said. Okay, it happened to be truma tmeya, so it didn't work out so geshmak for him. But in the end of the day, you gave it back to him. So midarais is chal as truma. How could the rabban? How could the mayor say, "Oh, we're going to undo it"? You can't be oikor davar min ha'Torah. So therefore, the maskanas of Gemara there in Yevamos is that it doesn't really mean that when the mayor says. Ein tashlum of tashlumin, it doesn't really mean that it didn't work like you were saying, which sounds like. It really means the same thing like the Chachamim said. That it did work, and you have to pay again. So it comes out, the whole machloikes of the Meir and the Chachamim is only about the shoygi. The mazid, everybody agrees that the first thing you paid, Pesach Lechul of Tmein, counted Midyaraisa, you paid it off. Now there's a knas, you have to pay another time because you gave him stuff which is tummy. The machloekis is by the shoygig. In the shoygig world, there a bear says, you're fine, you don't have to do no knas. And the chachamim say that we have the knas.
So why not use the same logic?
It's a good question. And the chachamim, that's what's bothering the Gemara in the Nivamas. That's why the Gemara is coming, the Gemara's kash is coming from that point. In the chachamim, it's a little bit shver in the lashon.
What's the halamina that you should have to pay with something better than what you took?
No, not better. Nobody's
you,
better.
You ate,
nobody says better.
You ate truma tmeah.
Truma tmeah, everybody says you could pay back koldu. That we came out. The Chasui Mechso, we finished that.
Truma
to Meir, you can pay back whatever you want. Truma to Hire, you got to pay back there. Nobody said you never have to pay back better. So anyway.
Well, earlier, but yeah, it was missing.
We didn't understand it, yeah. V'amr of Achab, Reder of Ika, Hachab accounts with Shog, Yot, Amazit, Ika, Benayu. What's the Machlaikis here between Meir and the Rabbanon? Now that we just spoke this out. So the whole Machlaikis of Meir and the Rabbanon is only about the case of Shogig, and the Shaila is, are we going to Shog, Yot, Amazit? Andrew, what sheet does Rav Meir over here by the Truma? Do we give a knas by Shogig or not? What?
We do.
We do not give the knas by Shogig. Andrew, Rav Meir, Rav Simchus Rav Meshum Rav Meir, B'Shogig Tashlum of Tashlumin. Right? It works. B'Shogig, it works. So we do not give you the knas. So you see, here we're talking about a din derabbanan. Like we said before, Midar Raisa, it worked. Whatever you pay back, for sure works. We said, even if you pay back mazid, it works. So the halacha is for sure on a deraisa level, you were yoytze with whatever you gave back. Now it's a din derabbanan, should we make you pay again? Right? So it's a shaila now of a derabbanan. By mazid, we give you the knas. By shoygeg, it's a machoikas Rameir and the chachamim. And Rameir shita is lo kansinu shoygeg to mazid. So it's a steer in Rameir. We finished saying yesterday the Rameir shita. Is that by Dirabonon's Bidafka, we're considering Shogig to Mezid. And now we have a Mefurish Adin, Mefurish from this Brysa, that she deserves and low considering Shogig to Mezid. So the Gemara answers, Hachi Hashta. What does Hachi Hashta mean, Pesach? Beautiful. How can you compare the two cases? Hasam. There, in this Brysa, we quoted from Yevamos, eating the Truma, Gavr Lishalume Kamachavin. This guy is trying to be a good guy. The guy is coming to pay money. He did something by accident. Right? Remember, the whole thing is b'shogeg. He did something with an accident. Now he's trying to pay back. Okay, he made another accident that he messed it up. He thought he was doing, giving Torah and stuff, he gave Tommy stuff. So Anan, Nekom, Velikna say, we're now going to get up and make a knas on the guy. How could you do that? Up to now, where did Reb Meir say you make a knas? When you were stamish mendrik. You were metame your friend's stuff. You weren't trying to do anything good there. You were metame, you're menasei chidus. You messed your friend up. Okay, we'll give a chazir shagot amazed. Like we said from the Rashi, maybe you're really doing it amazed and you have bad intent. You're pretending like you're b'shoigig. Here, this guy is trying to pay back what he did.
But we were trying to learn from the menasech to hear.
That was our whole din, right? The whole shayla is chazir shagot amazed. Is those original dealing, right? When you do something that was wrong.
But what was the shogi case in those?
What? You did a b'shogi. Matame.
What was
the
b'shogi?
You did a b'shogi. You didn't know. You didn't know that it was
anything wrong there. You didn't have any bad.
I didn't say that. About the shogi is never a bad intentions. Evan, one more time. What do we say? Right. If a person stamazoi wasn't doing a mitzvah, wasn't trying to do something good, and he b'shoig, he did something wrong, then Reb Meir says, "Ganshin b'shoig to mezid." But over here, where you're bedafka engaging in doing something good, you were doing something, you were trying to pay back something that you owed. You're being a good guy. So there, Reb Meir doesn't give a knas. Reb Meir only gives a knas of shoig to mezid in a situation where you were stam b'shoig. You weren't doing anything good, you just b'shoig, you did something bad.
It just seems like that's going to happen a lot, no?
What's going to happen a lot?
That you're trying to be doing something good.
Okay. Like in the next three cases, we're going to bring the Gemara?
Yeah.
Exactly. Good. So that's what the Gemara said.
No.
What?
I feel like you can say that about a lot of cases that you do b'shogi, that you're trying to do something good.
Okay. Great. So say
it. Why would Rav Nick McRae not qualify that in the first place?
Why didn't he qualify that in the first place? He's a Tana. He doesn't have to explain anything. We have to explain it. And that's exactly what the Gemara does now. It brings another three cases. Say, right? All these cases are like it. What are you saying?
Can we draw these four cases to any case where you're trying to do a good thing?
L'chaira. I mean, if it's something additional that's not mentioned in the Gemara, we have to make sure it's good enough. I don't know what the barometer is, but l'chaira, if he's doing something as good as these three cases, yes, that's the principle we could draw. That's what Berkowitz wants us to do: figure out the principle and apply it.
That's after,
okay, no, this is part of the basis. We're learning through Shas now. Toshma, Toshma, Dam Shenitma. Okay, so we have now another raya. This is from this is another brisa here. Okay, a brisa from Menachos. Dam shenitma bizarko b'shoigig. Bizarko b'shoigig hurtsa b'mezid lo hurtsa. Somebody, we had dam, a kohen, there was dam in the base of Migdash from a korban that was nitma. And the kohen anyway did the zrika. So if it was done b'shoigig, he didn't chap that it was tameh, the halacha is hurtsa. Hurtsa is lashon ratzon, right? Yei ratzon, like the pasuk says, that the korban should be pleasing to Hashem. Hashem wants it, which is another way of saying the korban works, and whoever brought the korban is yoytze the din of he gets the kapara, whatever that korban was bringing. So if it was done by shaygig, it works, but mezid lo hurtsa, so it doesn't work. Now Rashi points out that maybe pashup shot would be the way I was saying it, but Rashi says, the mezid lo hurtsa, midir albanan uknasu, since again it's only a knas, lesser basar b'achil aval b'alam niskapru. So it's not the pshat that really the korban didn't work at all. The korban did work, even when we say b'mezid lo hurtsa, it doesn't mean that the kapara didn't happen to the bailam. It just means that the kohanim cannot eat from the korban. Okay, so the kohen who did this zrika, when he did it b'mezid, we're going to give him a knas that he can't eat from it. Okay, normally let's say a chatas or an usher, right? The kohanim are eating from the korbanas. Here he won't be able to do it.
What's the hot seats, Marta?
Yeah. So let's. Yeah. So that. So where is this coming from? So there's halacha that tzitz is one of the big the gadol of the kohen gadol, right? So he wears a tzitz, and that tzitz, one of the special begadim, has a special koach that it is miratze, and it, in other words, takes care of all the tumah that happened in these areas. So that's the lashon m'shogi yurt. So that tzitz miratze umuter basar b'achil. The tzitz has the ability to fix up, so to speak, the tumah that was there, and it allows the korban to work anyway. Okay, and that's why we have to say that lo hurtsa really just means that, I mean, the korban was still fixed up because the tzitz did what the tzitz did. It's just that it's special. We want to give a knas. We want to give a knas, so the knas has to be only on the achila level. Right? Well, in other words, normally you could say that the tzitz is not meratza on something, so that means the korban wasn't kosher at all. Here, the tzitz is meratza either way. Just that the knas is going to be that he can't eat it, because that's the din. It sits his meratza on the tumah. So, I guess, anyways, that back to the din. So the brisa says that b'shoigeg it works, or mezid lo hurtsa. So we have the same kasha. right? Why b'shoyi is it not working? B'shoyi, we're saying the halacha is obviously lo kansin shoyga to mezid. The mezid are making a knas. B'shoyi, we're not making a knas. What happened to Rav Meir? This is clearly again a din derabbanan, right? Because midrais everything works. So midrabbanan, we're saying this special din. Right, that's what Rashi says. V'ach zrikas mezid isur derabbanani. The midrash is arguing chilat tismeratz. Again, the tzitz, it's objective. It's black and white. Either it's meratz or it's not meratz. The din is that the tzitz is meratz on the dam tomei. So if the tzitz is meratz on the dam tomei, so midrash there's nothing wrong here. Elamai midrabbanan. We didn't want this to happen. So memela, we give you a knas. So if we're talking about a derabbanan, why don't we give a knas by a shoygig? It's like more answer, the same terror. It's like Jordy was saying, I'm not a mayor, Hachi Ashta. How could you give her? Awesome, Gav Lechapuri, Kamachavin, Anna Nekab, Niklasay. Again, the Kohen is trying to bring Kapari. He's there in the base of him. He's doing the Avoid. He made a mistake. And he took Dam, which was Tummy. And he put it on. So we don't want to give him a Knas. He's there trying to help out Klai Yisrael to bring Kapara. So we're not going to give him a Knas. Okay? Now Rashi and Tos both asked the obvious question, maybe just say that this price wasn't with mayor. Maybe just say it's Rav Yehuda. Very good, but it's not a Mishnah. I said it's a Brisa, and that's what Rashi says. It's not a Mishnah. It's talking not a Mishnah. So we don't have the Klal Stam Brisa Rav Meir. Stam Brisa is not Rav Meir.
So why do we
Rashi says it. What?
Why do we do it like Rav Meir?
You asking for the answer right now? Well, what do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's what Rashi says. So Rashi says, in a Chanam, we could have answered that there. We could have given that there. But it's better for the Gemara wants to give an answer than even Rav Meir. We'd rather answer up for Rav Meir also. Even if the price would have been Rav Meir, we want to give an answer. We could have said it's not Rav Meir. Okay, next, right? Toshma. Here we have already a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah, Shumas. Ha-ma'aser b'shabes. Right, not Meiser. Right? Even if you want to be a Yeshivish, you don't read that Meiser. Right? Meiser is the noun. Me'aser is the verb. Ha-me'aser b'shabes. Someone who takes off Meiser b'shabes. B'shoigeg yoichal mezid lo yoichal. B'shoigeg, it's not a problem. The mezid, he can't eat it. Same kasha again. Why did you hear this? Again, it's only shayla v'dirabonon. Rashi brings down, it's an iser shvus dirabonon, and he brings from like the Mishnah in Beitza, that we have a list of shvuyos, things which are asma dirabonon on Shabbos. This falls into that category, because it's mesakein, right? You're not allowed to do a tikkun kli on Shabbos, midiraisa. So when you're mesakein, the truma here, you didn't fix up a kli, but it looks like tikkun, so therefore it's an issur derabanan. So So why do we not give a knas of an on the shogeg as well? The Gemara answers at the same time. There he's trying to do something good. He's trying to be meiser is fruit, right? Now I just said meiser. I know, but that is yeshivish, right? He's coming now to be maaser is fruit, and he's doing a good thing. So we're not going to give him a knas.
How do you pronounce the noun correctly?
Maaser.
Same thing.
This is me'aser. Me'aser would be the verb. Me'aser would be the verb. Toshma hamatbil kelim b'shabbes. Somebody who dunks kelim on Shabbos, which is the same issue again, because you're fixing up the kli. So the halacha is b'shogi gishtamish ben. If you did it b'shogi, you didn't know it was a problem. So you're allowed to use the kli. B'mezid lo yishtamish ben. Same kasha. I remember is not kansin and shogi to mezid. Our answer the same there. There, the person is trying to be betire his kelim. He's doing a good thing. He's trying to make sure he eats things betire. So Anan Lekam, like they say, we're going to get up and give him a knas. That we're not going to do, and therefore you can't compare the cases. Jordy, back to what you're saying. In a chanavi, it seems like a pretty broad scenario, a pretty broad halacha. Anytime you're doing something connected to a mitzvah or something good, in a chanavi, but Meir would not give the knas in those situations. Okay, good.
Money?
Like who's the author?
Where?